If coffee makes you nervous, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Mum and Abner.
That's right. Go upstairs. Slam the door. It's too bad when your own wife can't say something to you without being accused of nagging all the time.
Yes, it is too bad when a scene like that takes place. And it's even worse if there's the least bit of truth in such an accusation. Because at heart, you want to be pleasant and cheerful, not nagging and short-tempered. But did you ever stop to think that when your disposition does go back on you, it may mean you're what doctors call a nervous irritable, and that coffee nerves may be to blame? Well, don't take that possibility lightly, friends. Because in spite of the many people who can drink coffee without getting touchy and nervous, many others cannot. And that's why, if you think coffee sets your nerves on edge, you should certainly switch to Postum. For Postum just can't affect your nerves. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. You'll find Postum has a cheering, fragrant aroma and a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. Whenever you dine out, you can get Postum at hotels and restaurants. So for your own good, if coffee nerves trouble you, drink Postum instead of coffee. Drink it for 2 weeks. Long enough to give Postum a fair trial, and then see if the change hasn't worked such wonders with your nerves and disposition that you will always want Postum as your regular mealtime drink. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, the Women's Protective Association is determined to get a firm hold on politics in Pine Ridge. It has forced the regular village officers to resign and has put up a ticket of its own to fill the vacant positions. The men have induced Lum to seek re-election as mayor in opposition to the women. And Abner, who has also agreed to run on the men's ticket, has discovered his opponent for the job of chief of police is his wife, Elizabeth. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner over at the Jotham Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
If you withdraw from the race now, you've done announced yourself. Name's right there on the hand circular. Abner Peabody for chief of police.
Yeah, but I tell you, I can't run again Elizabeth for the office, Lum. Now, she's a heap madder about it than I thought she was.
Well, you've got just as much right to run for that office as she has.
I know it, but I've got to withdraw.
One, two, goodness. Let her talk you out of it.
She ain't talked me out of it. She ain't said a word except when she first found out I was running again her.
Well, maybe she's got over her mad spell.
No. When she stops talking, Mom, that's when you want to watch her. She's dangerous, Ann. I know her too well.
She can't do nothing.
Well, she was out there back of the barn this morning practicing with a pistol.
With a pistol?
Yeah. She don't know I seen her, but now when she's mad enough to start learning to shoot a revolver, why, it's time for me to withdraw from the race.
You surely don't think she's practicing enough to shoot you, do you?
Well, I ain't heard her talking about going on no hunting trip.
Well, maybe she's just practicing so if she's elected chief of police, she'll know how to handle a gun.
Yeah, but... Hey, doggies, I hadn't thought about that.
All right, sure.
Yes, sir, that's just about what she's doing at first. Well, that's a good one on me.
No, I wouldn't let that stop me.
No, I won't withdraw now. I just worried there at first. Still, I don't like the idea of her packing firearms, mad as she is.
Wait a minute, there comes Squire. See how the campaign's going here.
Yeah, I know it's causing enough talk. All you can hear down on the street is politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning, Squire.
Yeah, come on back, Squire.
Gentlemen.
How's the campaign going?
Well, to be honest, Lum, we're going to have a tough fight. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's a little different from the average campaign. You've got plenty of support if they're allowed to vote for you.
What do you mean, allowed to vote for me?
Well, they'll vote for you and Abner, if they can vote without their wives knowing it from.
Oh, Grannies, it's a free country. A man's got a right to vote the way he pleases.
Not if your woman tells you what way to vote for, Lum. You ain't married. That's your trouble.
Well, how are they going to know how they vote? It's a secret voting.
Well, yes, Lum, but they're going to have women judges and women clerks at the polls. And some of the men are afraid that the women will look on the ticket when they're counting the votes and find out who they voted for and tell their wives.
Yeah, but judges and clerks ain't supposed to say nothing about how folks vote.
Yes, well, this has developed into something more than a regular election, gentlemen. This is not so much who gets the office as it is a fight between the men and the women of the town to see who's going to run it.
Oh, yeah, we've got to win this election, man.
Them old Mooch called me into the back of his barbershop there a while ago and slipped me a $10 bill to go in on the campaign fund.
And his own wife running for mayor.
Yes, of course, he doesn't want anything said about it. If his wife finds out about it, why, she'll make it hot for him.
Oh, yeah. I never even knowed we had a campaign fund.
$10 we have. I thought I'd get out a few window cars to put around town.
Well, I don't think that's going to do much good, Squire, advertising. Looks to me like the only way we're going to get votes is to figure out some way for the men around here to vote for us without their wives finding out.
Well, yes, that's the big problem. There's no doubt about that, Lum.
Say, you, that Women's Protection Association is a mighty strong organization.
Yeah, it's much too strong for the good of the town. And like I said before, if they're not headed off now, why, there's no telling to what extremes they'll go. A man just won't have any privileges at all.
Well, where you fellas made a mistake is when you agreed to support the organization.
Well, there weren't no way around it, Lum. Had us all locked out of our own homes. Only way they'd agree to let us come back was to support them in whatever they undertaken to do.
You fellas just give up too quick, that was all.
Well, it was certainly done over my protest. But a lot of these men are so completely dominated by their wives that they would have agreed to anything to get the matter settled.
Yeah, I was against it too, but I never said nothing.
I'll tell you, gentlemen, if the women are successful in this election, I'm leaving Pine Ridge immediately. I refuse to subject myself to the marital slavery such a condition would bring about. I've always been able to get along with my wife. But this organization behind her, she's making demands upon me that are unbearable.
Yeah, I can see how you married fellas have got to do something.
Well, we've just got to win this election, that's all. We've got to put on the biggest campaign ever seen in this town. We've got to find some plank for our platform that will defeat them. What it is, I don't know at the moment.
I scratched off a few things here, Squire, we might use in our platform.
What's that, Lum?
I'll lay that thing.
What's that on the floor there, Lum?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is it. First, economy and efficiency in city government. Lower taxes. And number two. Well, that's as far as I got. I had something else thought up, but I forget what it was.
Yes, well, those are tripe, Lum. We've got to have something sensational for this election.
Sensational?
Why, yes.
How about an airport for Pine Ridge?
Oh, well, anybody could do that, Lum.
How about a deep water harbor? Just anybody couldn't do that.
A deep water harbor?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Seen in a paper not long ago where a fella run on that ticket out in California. And he got elected, too.
Well, yes, but they have an ocean out there, Lum.
No,
we've got to figure out something that'll cause even the women to swing over to our side.
Things, I don't know what it'd be.
Well, we've just got to get our heads together and get to work and figure out something, that's all.
Yeah.
I want to drop over and talk to Uncle Henry Lunsford. He's a pretty good politician, and he might have some good ideas.
Yeah, old Uncle Henry's pretty good at such as that, all right.
And you fellas be thinking about it, too. And if you run across anything that sounds good, why, let me know.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
I'll drop back around this afternoon.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
He ain't got no more ideas than we have.
Yeah, we ought to get somebody else to handle a campaign, Mom. He ain't got a dozen friends in town. He can't swing no votes.
Only trouble, if we throw him out, he's going to get mad and go to talking again.
Let him talk.
Switch over to the women's side. Don't want to start fighting amongst our own party. It's the best way in the world to lose election. Just get a little excitement and fussing in your own party. Seems like we got enough. What did I say there?
Uh-oh. I don't know. I was watching Cedric over yonder. Walking down the street there trying to balance that broom on his forehead.
Grannies, I've got it, Abner. Let me get to that telephone.
Huh?
I knowed I'd think of something. Get them to fighting amongst themselves, that's it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. That's Mose Moot's house you're ringing there.
I know what it is I'm ringing.
Well, his woman's running again you for mayor, Mom.
Hello? Melvy?
Oh, you oughtn't to do.
This is Mom Edwards talking.
Talk her out of line.
Mom? Yeah, they talked me into running again you. I just wanted to tell you, I hope they ain't no hard feelings, for I've always admired you and think you'd make an awful good mayor.
Paddle.
Oh, that's all right. Mose is lucky to have a nice woman like you. I don't care what Elizabeth Peabody says.
Elizabeth?
Huh? Oh, nothing. I oughtn't have said anything about it. She just said something about you yesterday at meeting that I didn't think was very nice.
Oh, I hope them two don't get to fight.
Oh, I don't like to carry gossip, Melvy. I think you come from just as good a family as she does. I don't care what she says. Well, I just rather not say, Melvy. I don't like to carry gossip. I think you'll make just as good a mayor as Mamie Seastrunk would.
Oh.
But I just called to tell you that I hope we can still be friends, even though we're running again one another for the same office. Yes, ma'am. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
What did Elizabeth say about her, Lon?
Who's somebody that Mamie Seastrunk don't like?
Don't like? Oh, Sister Simpson. Hates and despises her.
That's all I want to know.
They got mad.
I don't stir up a ruckus here in the Women's Protective Association. I'm off my base a mile. Hello? Mamie? This is Lon Edwards talking. I just thought you ought to know some of the things Sister Simpson's saying to your back.
Oh, the fur fly there.
Oh, nothing real bad, but I still don't see where she's got no room to talk. Personal, I think you look nice in that new dress. The one you had on yesterday. And stripes don't make you look a bit fatter. I don't care what she says. Well, I'd rather you wouldn't mention my name, Mamie. I don't like to carry gossip. Not at all, not at all. I just felt like you ought to know what she's saying. All right. Not at all. Goodbye. Granny's now, Abner. All we got to do is just sit around and wait for the fireworks to start.
Well, we'll have to admit Lum has an idea here that might work. You know, so much has been written and said about the way our dispositions suffer when we lose sleep that I just don't see how any of you could fail to take it seriously. You may have put off doing anything about it, but still, if you're cross and cranky because you can't get to sleep night after night, I know you intend to do something about it. So take the first step right now, will you? Think whether it mightn't be coffee nerves that causes your sleeplessness. While many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others cannot. And then take the second step. If you do suspect coffee keeps you awake, switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind.